Hello, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish on day 5 of Hanukkah, of 8 days of Hanukkah inspiration, 5th day of Hanukkah, 5782, Tevshin Pei Beis. I want to share with you this idea that I find very compelling and inspirational to myself personally, and that is from the beginning of Parshas Bahaloscha. Bahaloscha is So the beginning of Parshas Bahaloscha is where the mitzvah of the menorah is recorded, and the context to that is that it's right after the Chanukas HaNasiim, where the tribal leaders and Nasiim have brought forward their own expressions of avodah towards the inauguration of the Mishkan. And immediately after that, Hashem tells Moshe to tell his brother Aharon to light the menorah. And we actually read this on the 8th day of Hanukkah. And the connection to Hanukkah is as follows. Rashi says that Aharon was a little discouraged after he seeing all the other tribal leaders, all of the Nasiim, bring forward their own expressions of the Avoda. And Aharon was kind of left out. He was discouraged. And Hashem says, "Don't worry. Shalcha gedula mishalahem. Chayach, I promise you, what you're doing is greater than what they're doing. What are you doing? Because you are lighting the menorah." And the question is, why Aharon was doing, but lighting the menorah, why was that better or more significant than what they were doing? And that's a question that many of the commentaries ask on Rashi. And the Ramban, one of the other commentaries, offers this following compelling idea. And he says that it wasn't necessarily just what Aharon was doing at that time. It was actually well into the future what Hashem was referring to, some event that was occurring well into the future. And that was the story of the Chashmonaim on Hanukkah. When the Chashmonaim, the Maccabees, went and they uncovered that flask of oil and they lit the menorah and lasted for 8 nights, that miracle is what connected to what Aharon was doing when he was lighting the menorah. The question is, obviously, what does one thing have to do with another? Aharon was lighting the menorah in the times of the desert before the Jews even entered the land of Israel. Here we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of years later, after the Jews enter the land of Israel, till the Beis HaMikdash is built. First Beis HaMikdash is built, and then the first Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and then we're talking about well into hundreds of years later, from this time of Aharon until the time of the Chashmonaim. So what does one thing have to do with another? So I just want to share with you one powerful idea, and that is that the fire of Hanukkah, the menorah, the light of the menorah is a physical light, but it represents a spiritual light. Mentioned this before because it's such a prominent idea of Hanukkah. It represents godliness in this world. And that's what Aharon was doing. And he was bringing this godliness into the world, the manifestation of God's presence into the world. And that's what Hashem was telling him. Don't be discouraged. Yes, the Nasiim are doing great things. They're bringing forward their avoda. But that's kind of a one-time thing. What you're doing is you're bringing forward this spark, this nitzotz, this godliness into the world. But it's not just a one-time thing. It's not just chad pami. It's rather for all of time. And this same energy is going to have continuity, and this is what the Ramban means. Hundreds of years later, the Chashmonaim tapped into the same energy when they lit the menorah in the temple. I'll go a step further. Here we are in Jacksonville, Florida, in the year 2021, 5782. We light our menorah, tapping into the same energy, the same spiritual energy that the Chashmonaim lit when they lit their menorah, and even going back further to all the way to the times of Aharon HaKohen when he lit the menorah, but tapping into the same energy, the same spiritual energy, and that's that godliness, that kedusha. And that's what it means to light the menorah. It's not just a physical light, that same spiritual energy. So when we light the menorah tonight, let us focus on this idea that we're tapping into the ancient and powerful source of kedusha into this world. I wish you all meaningful and joyous, happy Hanukkah.